Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. The Business Connection showcases the best of Colorado Springs businesses, their products and services, and the people here who serve you. Now, here's your KRDO Business Connection host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me in studio today is somebody lively, vibrant, fun, and on the top of the real estate world here in Colorado Springs, none other than Mr. Justin Hermy, soon to be an over-the-air broadcast talk show host, and starting in January, has a podcast right now. He is one part of the very potent and long-standing Hermes team. Welcome to the Business Connection, sir.
Jeez, Ted, that is quite the introduction. Holy smokes, I got a lot to live up to. Thank you.
I just gave you size 13 shoes. See if you can fill them.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's incredible. Thanks for having me on. Really appreciate KRDO and just helping me get this event out here and helping the community.
Thank you for getting the jump on that. Yes, we are here to talk about something very special that you do every year. This year, it's Change for the Heroes, and it is Friday, October 12th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. The event's going to be held at Colorado Springs Pioneers Museum, a very, very great venue for this kind of thing. So, Justin, talk about Change for the Heroes and exactly what it is and who you're trying to serve.
Yeah, so I think last year, you know, we did the Springs Rescue Mission, and we collected 300 blankets, which was fantastic. This year, they're going to be catering the event, so we're still supporting them in that venue.
Nice.
We'll have a fully catered meal, and then we're going to have an open bar for the adults, and then we're going to have an ice cream bar for the kids. So one of the things I want to focus on this year with the event is making it more kid-oriented.
Ah.
And I talked to the Pioneer Museum, and they're going to keep all the exhibits open.
Mm-hmm.
So from 5 to 7, you can bring the kids in. They can learn about the past of Colorado Springs, and then also have a chance to honor and meet our local heroes, the police officers, sheriff's department, and Colorado Springs Fire Department.
Now, Justin, there is a reason for the heart you and the Hermes team have for this community. You and your dad have been in the real estate business in this city for a long time. How long has Hermes been up and running?
My dad's been doing real estate here for about 30 years.
Yeah, yeah. So he's learned this community. It knows him. He's been very helpful and very supportive. And in your case, this is all about supporting the community's bravest heroes. Mm-hmm. Yes, first responders. So basically, you're bringing spare change. You're making a cash donation on site, and you're going to help us fill the truck, you say. So we're here. We're supporting the sheriff's department, the fire department, and the police department.
Correct.
All first responders. So tell us about filling the truck. I love a good challenge,
and I hope
it's a big truck.
Yeah, exactly. So what we're doing is, we're donating $10,000 from the Hermes team between these three departments, okay? And then the goal would be to raise another $10,000 to get the participants who come to match what we're going to donate, okay? So we're going to have the big pickup truck out in front of the Pioneer Museum, and we're just going to ask you to bring all your spare change.
Ah.
You know, and last year, some people didn't bring blankets, and they just wrote a check and said, hey, and that's totally fine. Whatever you can do to support is great, and there's going to be police vehicles there, fire trucks there, sheriff's department's going to have some horses there, so it's going to be a great venue to bring the kids and really show them what the community is about.
What kid does not love a fire truck?
That's right. That's right. We got Churchill Mortgage is supplying the ice cream bar.
Oh, that's cool. Now, Churchill Mortgage, of course, is another of KRDO's partners, and we are very proud that that's Jay Garvin's of the Jay Garvin's Show, heard on 8 o'clock Saturday mornings here on KRDO News Radio. Justin, sidebar, when is your show going to be? It starts in January.
Yeah, it starts in January, and it's going to be from 10:30 to 11, and that's going to be on Sundays.
10:30 to 11 on Sundays. And what's the show going to be about?
Just, you know, real estate realities. I think you guys came up with that title last year for me, and I think it's really fitting. It's great because every week what we're talking about is recent developments, whether it's down with the Olympic Museum, whether it's with the Switchback Stadium coming in. So it's not just, hey, this is how many homes are on the market, and this is what things are selling for. It's about what's happening, where are the developments, and where's a smart place to invest your money.
Amen to that, and being smart about it. And that's what's interesting. You and Jay have something of a partnership going. You are appear on his program on occasion, and you speak to those aspects of real estate that really help listeners who for many are making the biggest investment they've ever made in their life when they're buying real estate. You've got to be able to protect it. You got to be able to keep it up. You got to be able to be in a place with it where it's growing in value. And even if you don't live there, if it's an investment property.
Exactly. I mean, it's a great point because we manage 100 properties. A lot of people don't know that. We don't just buy and sell. Myself, I own investment properties, so does my dad. So it offers a lot different angle than a lot of other realtors can do, because they can sell you an investment property.
Yeah.
But they can't manage it for you.
Yeah.
They can't find you a tenant.
Yeah.
So I think it's very unique what we have to offer. And I believe in the buy and hold, always have. I don't believe in flipping. I've never flipped a house. I believe your money's really made on a 15 to 20 year hold.
Which makes perfect sense, because in that 15 to 20 years, it's likely you'll go through two up cycles and two down cycles. Hopefully you will land on the up cycle when it's time to sell.
Yeah, and if not, you keep renting it out and you hold it for a little bit longer. You know, obviously with the military here, the rental market's always going to be
true
strong. So if the sales are down, you can at least rent the property out.
And property management is a big, big deal. It's time-consuming. And when you have somebody like Justin Hermes and the Hermes team that can not only identify an investment property for you, but help you take care of it, help you get it rented, help you produce income with it, now you're dealing with the right guys. And property management is a pain. You got to collect rent. You got to keep the property up. You have a group of people in your organization that are out there working on these homes, making repairs, upgrades, all those kinds of things, and keeping the houses rentable. Now, talk about the rental market. It's really strong still, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, we always see it slow down a little bit this time of year just because back to school, same with the sales market. It always goes through a little bit of a lull, which is natural. But yes, overall, it's very strong. I mean, right now, if you're buying an investment property at $250,000, I just purchased one, and your mortgage payment's about $1,150, you're renting that for $1,750.
Yeah.
I mean, so that's almost 20% return on your money.
And it's instant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't even know where you get that really in the stock market right now. So yeah, the rental market, I mean, it's very strong. I have friends who flip homes and they make 10, 15 grand on a flip. They have to pay taxes on it right away. And I feel like, boy, that's a lot of work for some short-term gain instead of 15, 20 years down the line. You're going, wow, I have a house paid off and it's $350,000. I do have to pay taxes on it, but that's a life changer. That's not a $10,000 life changer. That's a $280, $300 life changer.
Yeah, a big life changer. I'll give you an example of that that's very personal to me. We are in Rock Rimmon. Mm-hmm. And we're in a very established area, which is a great thing. Love our house. We moved in having purchased at the high end of the twos, and find that in just 3 years, we've gained $70,000 in value on that house.
Yeah.
When you take a house like that and you turn it around and make it a rental, our house is just under 3,000 square feet. I've seen houses go for $1 a square foot rental. Boom.
Oh, yeah.
Easy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a great area. So your location's fantastic, and it's coveted. People want to be on that west side.
Oh, they sure do. And it I'll tell you, it's a wonderful place to be. It's established and it's quiet, and things are generally pretty good there. So even so, we're still talking about investments, and investments can be just about any place. It can be in a neighborhood that's undergoing gentrification.
Mm-hmm.
They can be in a neighborhood like Rock Rimmon.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a house that blends in with the surroundings, and you never know that there's a renter living there.
Correct.
That's also the other beautiful part about having a property manager in your life, mm-hmm. because you make that transition seamless, and the neighbors are comfortable, and everybody gets along like they're a little community, just kind of like our neighborhood. We got two renters there, and they are wonderful folks.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. We only manage 100.
Yeah.
And we're not in it to, I don't pick up, if someone calls me off the phone and says, hey, can you manage a property? We're not as likely to pick that up. We really work off referral. We really work on helping people buy and managing it for them. So for us, it's not like the big management companies where you manage 300-400, you turn into a number.
Yes.
We know all our owners, and our quality control is one of our highest priorities.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's huge. So this is Justin Hermes you're listening to of the Hermes team, soon to be an over-the-air talk show host. You can hear him on his podcast, Real Estate Realities, at krdonewsradio.podbean.com. Look for Justin Hermes' podcast, Real Estate Realities. You'll see an image of this handsome young man.
I appreciate that.
I'm not going to let you out of here without growing your shoes even bigger, I think, is what the deal is. So, Justin, to you and your family, great real estate family under the RE/MAX Properties umbrella, Change for Heroes is the event that they're putting on, a signature event for this group. Friday, October 12th, 5 to 7 p.m., Colorado Springs Pioneers Museum. Support the community's bravest heroes. Bring your spare change. Make a cash donation on site. But whatever you do, fill up that big giant truck with your coins, with your checks, with anything else you got. Limited free parking available, courtesy of Churchill Mortgage and Unified Title at the SunTrust Plaza building, a couple of blocks away from the museum. Ice cream bar and open bar for the adults, and food and fun. And Justin, thank you for all you do.
Thanks for having me on. Appreciate the support. I think it's going to be a great event. And make sure you bring the kids. That's an important part.
Thanks, Justin, for being here today. Good to have you in. That's it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. The Business Connection is a production of KRDO News Radio and airs Sunday mornings at 7 right here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and now with more ways to listen at 92.5 FM. And, of course, catch us on demand at krdonewsradio.podbean.com.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection, Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM.